Time now for your letters.
Where have you been, my fair weather friend?
Many of you were touched by Gwen Tompkins' interview last week with the Holmes Brothers. The trio is currently touring, a feat made remarkable by the fact that one of the brothers, Wendell, battled cancer and won. Teresa Glover of Philadelphia writes,
I'd really like to thank the Holmes Brothers for bringing to light the isolation that sometimes accompanies a cancer diagnosis. Their song, Fairweather Friend, describes perfectly how many people just fade away from your life when you become afflicted with cancer. In many cases, this is out of fear. Fear about what to say and also the acknowledgement that this could happen to them. Thank you for sharing the Holmes Brothers and their message with all your listeners.
Mike Rose of Santa Monica, California, says the segment was one of the most enjoyable interviews with musicians that I've heard in a long time. And Michael Reed of Osborne, Kansas, called the Holmes Brothers' music pure, sweet, timeless joy. A number of you wrote in about our interview with filmmaker Doug McGrath, a Doris Day fan who believes the film star is overdue for an Academy Award. Paul Brogan of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, agrees. He says, Ms. Day is a credit to the motion picture industry and should be honored with their highest honor. But Rob Howell of Atlanta writes, I have a feeling Miss Day, who has kept herself out of the spotlight for nearly 40 years, is quite content with her dogs and her quiet life. She's in good company with lots of fine actors who never received an Oscar or showed the slightest interest in having one. Finally, last week, we told you about the new and improved Sweetheart's Candy, the classic Valentine treat that's been updated with a new recipe. James Clifton Spires of Harrogate, Tennessee, says he tested the new candies on fellow church members.
I went out to my local grocery store to purchase some of the new Sweethearts and took them to my local Episcopal church. The verdict by the parishioners? Two bowls were set up, and one was half empty by the time the service was over. Apparently, the new flavors, which seemed stronger and a little more tart, were a hit, especially when washed down by a little communion wine. And one woman enjoyed her sweetheart Valentine message. Text me.
But on NPR.org, Tim Sutton writes, my daughter gave me some, and the first one needed a hammer and an anvil to chew. And it tasted awful. We want to hear from you. Send us an email by going to npr.org and clicking the link that says Contact Us. Or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.